This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, November 24. Undignified. Our reading comes from 2 Samuel chapter 6. As the ark of the Lord was entering the city of David, Michal, daughter of Saul, watched from a window. And when she saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, she despised him in her heart. They brought the ark of the Lord and set it in its place inside the tent that David had pitched for it. And David sacrificed burnt offerings and fellowship offerings before the Lord. After he had finished sacrificing the burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord Almighty. Then he gave a loaf of bread, a cake of dates, and a cake of raisins to each person in the whole crowd of Israelites, both men and women. And all the people went to their homes. When David returned home to bless his household, Michal, daughter of Saul, came out to meet him and said, "How the king of Israel has distinguished himself today, going around half naked in full view of the slave girls of his servants, as any vulgar fellow would." David said to Michal, "It was before the Lord, who chose me rather than your father or anyone from his house, when he appointed me ruler over the Lord's people Israel. I will celebrate before the Lord. I will become even more undignified than this, and I will be humiliated in my own eyes. But by these slave girls you spoke of, I will be held in honor." And Michal, daughter of Saul, had no children to the day of her death. Michal had grown up in the house of Saul, Israel's first king. Maybe she never saw her father acting in a way that seemed unkingly. Maybe she thought that royalty should distinguish themselves from the common people. Perhaps Michal wanted David to act like the father she knew rather than the man he was. She seems to have been embarrassed that her husband, the king, was dancing in such an undignified way. After all, shouldn't David think about her reputation as well? David did not miss a beat in his response. Perhaps with a sparkle in his eye and a sly voice, he said, "It was before the Lord, who chose me rather than your father or anyone from his house when he appointed me ruler over the Lord's people Israel. I will celebrate before the Lord." He also declared that he would become even more undignified and even humiliated if that's what it would take to celebrate and honor the Lord while serving as king. In this way, David put the Lord first when even a close family member criticized him. Sometimes people don't know how to handle the joy of the Lord. David showed that he believed it was right to celebrate with all of your heart in the worship of God. As the early church leader, Irenaeus, put it, "The glory of God is a human fully alive." Pray with me. Father God, thank you for giving us David as a model to follow in celebrating you. May we not give in to bullies of cynicism or decorum in showing our exuberant love for you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.